From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The polls are closing at this hour in another 16 states, a number of which are holding defining races. That includes critical contests in Pennsylvania and Illinois, where Democrats are trying to hold on to their Senate seats. Key governor's races are also being decided in Florida and Maine. Meanwhile, polls have already closed in Vermont, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, and North Carolina. NPR's Giles Snyder is in NPR Election Central in Studio 4A. Giles, what are some of the races we're projecting this evening?
Jack, on the Senate side, in the early going, Republicans are projected to have won a number of seats so far, including a tightly contested race in Florida. Marco Rubio is projected to have won a Senate seat there. A formerly Democratic seat in Indiana has apparently gone to the GOP's Dan Coats. It's a seat that he used to hold. In Vermont, we're projecting that incumbent Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy will retain his seat. So will Republican Jim DeMint of South Carolina. On the House side, Eric Cantor and Bob Goodlatte are projected to win in Virginia. So are Tom Price, Tom Graves, and Phil Gingrey of Georgia.
NPR's Giles Snyder. All of this, of course, raising the question of whether voters, as has widely been projected, are handing Democrats a major defeat at the polls this evening. NPR's Julie Rovner is also following tonight's election results. Julie, what do the numbers so far show, given that it's still very early?
Well, Jack, Republicans were expected to have a good night, and at least in these early states, there's nothing to suggest that won't happen. They've already picked up a net of one Senate seat. That's in Indiana. It had belonged to moderate Democrat Evan Bayh, who retired, and Tea Party candidate Rand Paul, who was locked in what was a close race in Kentucky, kept that seat in the GOP column. It had belonged to retiring Republican Jim Bunning. Moreover, national exit polling suggests that a lot more of the people who turned out voted Republican, not just today, but also in early voting. So you can expect a lot more GOP wins as the night wears on.
NPR's Julie Rovner and Giles Snyder covering tonight's results from NPR Studio 4A. One thing that is becoming increasingly clear from some of the early election returns is voters are in a sour mood based on some exit polling being taken tonight. One in four voters say they are worse off financially than they were just 2 years ago. Some parts of the country, voters are not going to the polls because polling booths have been replaced by mail-in ballots. We get that story from NPR's Martin Costi.
Washington voters who want to save the stamp can drop off their ballots in big metal boxes, like the one outside the public library in Linwood, a Seattle suburb. Natalie Marie Shaw says she misses the old voting booths.
I miss not being able to go in. It's like when I turned 18, I was like, yes, I can go in and I can press the buttons and I can do everything. And it just kind of takes the fun out of voting, not having that.
Any ballot postmarked by Election Day counts, so it may take days to know the winner of the Senate race. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
On Wall Street this election day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 64 points to close at 11,188. The NASDAQ was up 28 points today. This is NPR. Mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are pulling back on thousands of foreclosure cases handled by a Florida firm accused of falsifying documents to complete the foreclosure process. Both companies say they have begun transferring documents from the law offices of David Stern to other firms. That follows revelations from a former employee at the firm. An office manager would typically sign as many as 1,000 documents a day without reading them, with no witnesses present. Investigators have determined a UPS cargo plane that crashed over Dubai in September was not downed by an explosion. As Dina Temple Raston reports, investigators took a second look at the crash in the wake of last week's attempted package bombing.
The Obama administration's top terrorism official, John Brennan, said over the weekend that the U.S. was taking another look at the cause of a crash on September 3rd. Two officials familiar with this second investigation tell NPR that the NTSB investigators couldn't find anything indicating a bomb. They couldn't find a pressure signature on the flight recorder, which would have been the sign of an explosion. And there wasn't the sound of an explosion on the voice recorder either. Those flight recorders were brought to Washington and re-examined. There could be a formal announcement of their findings as soon as this week. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News.
And recapping some of this evening's election results, the Tea Party is sending two of its favorite sons to the Senate with what appear to be decisive victories, both for Rand Paul and Marco Rubio. Victories for Paul in Kentucky and Rubio in Florida give Tea Party activists two voices in Congress's upper chamber. Democrat Chris Coons, meanwhile, has easily won Delaware's Senate race over Republican Christine O'Donnell. That's based on early projections. Tea Party-backed candidate who struggled to shake old television footage in which she spoke out against masturbation and talked about dabbling in witchcraft. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.